Chapter 17. When I arrived at his office at Scotland Yard, I found my father talking to Chief Inspector Taverner and Mr. Gateskill, the lawyer, who seemed a little upset.
"Oh, hello, Charles," said my father as I came in. "Something rather surprising has happened."
"Surprising?" exclaimed Mr. Gateskill.
"This morning," continued my father, "Mr. Gateskill received a letter from someone called Mr. Agrodopoulos, who is an old friend of Aristide Leonides. In with the letter was Aristide Leonides' will. Mr. Leonides had asked Mr. Agrodopoulos to send the will to Mr. Gateskill after his death."
"I have been Mr. Leonides' lawyer for over 40 years, said Mr. Gateskill. "Why didn't he trust me?"
He was obviously upset. "When Mr. Gateskill opened the will," my father added, "he decided that we should see it at once."
"It's not the same will that I prepared," said Mr. Gateskill. "Mr. Leonides wrote it himself. A very unprofessional thing to do."
This was all very interesting, but I didn't understand why I was involved. "Is the will different?" I asked. "I mean, is the money left to someone else?" My father was looking at me. Chief Inspector Taverner was very carefully not looking at me. I felt slightly uneasy. I looked at Mr. Gateskill.
"Am I right," he said, "in saying that you are going to marry Miss Sophia Leonides?"
"I hope to marry her," I said, "but she doesn't want to become engaged at the moment."
"In this will," said Mr. Gateskill, "Aristide Leonides leaves his wife £100,000 and everything else to his granddaughter, Sophia Leonides."
I gasped. I hadn't expected this.
"But why did he leave everything to Sophia?" I asked.
"Mr. Leonides explained his reasons in this letter, which was with the will," said my father, handing me the letter to read.
"Dear Gateskill, I am sorry that I have behaved so secretly. Let me explain why. I have always believed that in a family there is one strong character who looks after everyone else. In my family, I was that person, and I have been lucky enough to live a long time and take care of my children and grandchildren. But when I die, someone else must take care of the family. After much thought, I have decided that neither of my sons is the right person to do this. My dearly loved son, Roger, has no business sense and has poor judgment. My son, Philip, is too unsure of himself and is hiding from life. Eustace, my grandson, is very young, and I do not think that he has enough sense and self-control. Only my granddaughter, Sophia, has intelligence, good judgment, and courage, and is fair and generous. I believe she is the best person to take care of the family, including my sister-in-law, Edith de Havilland, to whom I am very grateful for her lifelong care of my children and grandchildren. Now, I must explain why I kept my decision secret from you. I thought it best not to tell the family I was leaving everything to Sophia. I asked you to prepare a will, which I read out to all my family. I put both the wills on my desk and covered them with a piece of paper. When the servants came in, I moved up the piece of paper, and we all signed the will that I wrote myself, not the will that you prepared. Please forgive me for not telling you about this. I am an old man and wanted to keep it secret. Thank you, my dear friend, for all the care you have taken while dealing with my affairs. Give Sophia my love and ask her to take care of my family. Yours very sincerely, Aristide Leonides."
"Extraordinary," I said, after reading the letter.
"Most extraordinary," said Mr. Gateskill. "I repeat, I do think my old friend Mr. Leonides could have trusted me."
He stood up and left the room, his professional pride obviously hurt.
"Now it's been explained, it seems obvious," said Taverner. "Aristide Leonides was the only person who could have played tricks with that will. We were stupid not to think of it."
I remembered Josephine saying how stupid the police were, but she hadn't been there when the will was made, and I didn't think she could guess what her grandfather had done. So why did she say the police were stupid? Was she just showing off? Suddenly, I realized how quiet the room was. I looked up to see that both my father and Taverner were watching me. Sophia knew nothing about this, I said. Nothing at all. She'll be amazed.
Will she? Asked my father.
There was a pause, which was ended by the sudden loud ring of the telephone on the desk. My father answered.
It's your young woman, he told me. She wants to speak to you. It's urgent.
I took the receiver from him. Sophia, I said, what's the matter?
Charles, is that you?
Said Sophia, sounding very upset.
It's Josephine. She's been hit on the head and has concussion. The doctor says she may not recover.
Josephine's been knocked out, I told my father and Taverner.
My father frowned.
I told you to look after that child, he said sharply.